Afro Verdict, brought to you by Sputnik Africa.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Afro Verdict with your host Victor Anakin. On September 1st, Russia celebrated Knowledge Day as most universities, colleges, schools and kindergartens resumed their classes and lessons. In honor of this day, let's sit down with several students from Equatorial Guinea, the Congo and Algeria to see what it's like for African students in Moscow. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to Afro Verdict. Thanks for joining us today. Let's start off with a quick introduction from each one of you.
Hello everybody. My name is Misha Nkogo Jose Adolfo Mba. I am from Equatorial Guinea. I'm 23 years old. I'm living here in Russia almost more than 5 years. In Russia, I'm studying. I'm here as a student and I'm in the faculty of physics and mathematics. The discipline I chose was fundamental informatics and technologies of information.
My name is Mohammed. I'm from Algeria. I'm 30 years old. I have been in Russia for 2 years. I'm studying a master's degree in political sciences and international relations. Well, I'm interested in knowing international affairs and everything that has to do with foreign policy, especially diplomacy.
Hello, my name is Hisham. I'm from Algeria. I'm 30 years old. Now I'm living in Russia since December 21 in order to study. And I'm studying at the Moscow State Linguistic University.
Hello, everyone. I'm really pleased to be invited to give this interview. My name is Yves Shelvey, and I'm from the Republic of Congo. I'm 24 years old. I've been in this country, in Russia, for almost 5 years. The main purpose of my being here is studies. And concerning my interests in life, I can say I really love literature. I love foreign languages. I also love writing. It's my passion too.
You might have heard that Russia celebrates Knowledge Day on the 1st of September every year. On that day, classes usually begin in universities and schools, where pupils bring their teachers flowers and celebrations, concerts and so on are organized. Do you have anything similar in your country?
Yeah, in my country, we have something similar. It's almost like this, but one of the big differences is we do it because, in my country, the first day of lessons, right, is not a day, it's not like official day to have lessons. The students in my country, they use this first day to introduce themselves to the teacher, give something to the teacher, and try to create a connection between the teacher and student.
Yes, Russia celebrates the Day of Knowledge on September 1st. Classes start in universities and schools on this day, and students bring flowers to their teachers and celebrations are organized. I see that this tradition is very special and gives students a strong motivation to start their academic year. But there is nothing similar to this in my country, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, in Algeria, we don't have such a celebration because schools and universities in Algeria start in different days. For example, schools always start before universities. That's why first time I heard about this celebration, I was surprised, but I think it's a good thing for students because it motivates them to start a new year with new energy.
What I can say is in relation to my country, it's very different. Here, the students often offer teachers flowers and the day is celebrated. But in my country, we don't really celebrate that day. We just go to school, we sit down, and we take our lessons. That's how it goes in my country. What I think, what's my my take about this Russian tradition in history, people started to think that it was necessary to maybe celebrate that day to give some importance to studies, to give some importance to the university, to universities, to give some importance to education.
I think it's a very great idea, because knowledge is one of the more important things a human being have. So there is a very nice meaning behind this, as we already explained. That's why I think it's a very good tradition, and I would like to say that it should continue, and they should do it better and bigger. So if some countries, they don't know about this kind of traditions, they should also do it.
Mm. You said that you came to you've been living in Russia for just over 5 years. What inspired you to come to Russia to pursue your education?
It was a wonderful opportunity that was presented to me, because for me, coming to Russia or going to another country, I mean a foreign country, very far from my country, to study, it's like a door opened to me. A door opened to my countrymen too. So it was very important. It was a very gripping to come to study here, because I love languages.
Well, the thing that inspired me to join a Russian university and pursue my studies in Moscow is the quality of education here and the good conditions that Russian universities provide for foreigner students.
Answering to these questions, I can say two things. First of all, my dad, he wanted me to study here because he thinks that Russia is a very good country for students. They know physics and mathematics. And when I was at school, I was very good in physics and mathematics. The second thing is, before I came to Russia, I learned many things about Russia. I learned Russian story. I learned story about the revolution. So it was very incredible to have in my mind that maybe one day I can be here, because it was like a dream, because I wanted to be in the same country, let's say Lenin was. I wanted to go to the Red Square. I wanted to see many places. I wanted to know if it was really true that here is like the weather is too cold. Like many things made me come here, not too much important things. Like, was this like I was interested in Russia? What's going on here?
Well, as you know, relations between Russia and Algeria are pretty good since the 60s. I remember stories that our grandparents used to tell us about Russia, about Russian lifestyle, about people in Russia, about Russian traditions. And I also watched a lot of movies and documentaries about Russia. So I started learning Russian at the university. I wasn't expecting that. After that, I said to myself that I have to go to Russia. I have to visit this country. I have to live there, to see the Kremlin, to see the Red Square, to live with Russian people, to feel the Russian lifestyle. So this is the thing that motivated me to continue my studies here in Russia. And I'm really happy, because I really like life in Russia.
Before coming here, what misconceptions did you have about Russia? So you said the things that you heard, were they true, were they not true? What was reality like compared to what you thought before coming to Russia?
Since I came here, I had no problems with Russian people, because I'm from Algeria, because I'm from Africa. And I have noticed that even other students from Africa have no problems. So there is no misconceptions here about Africa or African student in Russia. Before I came here, yes, I heard a lot of things about Russian people, that they are cold, they have difficult characters and everything, but that's not true.
Africa's only problem is that it's somehow like far from the developed world. And this is what makes people around the world in general, or the Russian people, believe wrong beliefs or misconceptions about Africa and the African people. But let me tell you that Africa is a sleeping giant, and soon it will wake up and a revolution will appear on it at all levels. This is about Africa. About Russia, for me, frankly, I thought that the new generation here has the same mentality as the old one, which is closed in on itself. But when I came here and I adapted to the Russian people and Russian culture, I made sure that I was completely wrong, and they are really like open with foreigners, unbelievably.
They say like Russian people, they don't like to open themselves to other people. I have another kind of point. I have another point of view. Maybe I'm wrong. But when I came here, I thought that was like this. But in my opinion, it's not like this. The way I see Russian people is like they are waiting for you to be in contact to them to show you love.
As far as misconceptions about African or African students in Russia are concerned, I can say misconceptions are something general. They're general, yeah. But here you meet some people who are not educated, and the way they know well educated, and the way they address people, the way they relate is kind of bad, but it's also sad to come across this kind of people who don't really know how to respect another one who's from another culture, because it's all different walks of life. But I've met some impolite people here, yeah, but there are also some well-educated, and I really, what I can say is misconceptions is everywhere. It's not just Africans that are misconceived in this country, in Russia, but it's also maybe Russians are also misconceived by Africans. It's like vice versa. So concerning the experience that I'm having here and in my country, there is a big difference, because when I study home, I don't have the same challenges that I'm having here. Trying to survive, trying to find a job, trying to study, to have one's feet on the ground, it's a really different from being home and studying home. Home, we don't really have some technology, for example. Home, we don't have internet 24 hours. But here, that's the difference. We can chat, we can do research, we can study online. That's the difference.
What is your most memorable experience in Russia? So during these 5.5 years, if you were to come home and they would ask you, tell us something about Russia, what is the most vivid memory you have?
According to my most memorable experience in Russia, point at my preparatory year, because it's the year that I made much discovery. I had known some differences. I discovered some other cultures. I mean, the cultures of my classmates. It was a very interesting experience.
The most memorable experience in Russia is life at the dormitory, because it's my first time. Like, it was my first time when I came here. I have never lived in a dormitory. Now I'm living in a dormitory, and I knew new people. I have new friends from different countries. I learned different words from different languages. So I think this is my memorable experience here in Russia.
My unique experience that I will never forget in Russia, I think, is when the temperature reached -30 and the outside of the window started to freeze. So I sat alone in my room and I said, oh my God, what am I doing here? I thought for a while about carrying my bags and going back to my country. Then I thought a lot. I said, No. I must continue in order to achieve my goal. So I, as you see, I'm here and I'm very, very happy.
Let's say the most incredible thing I can say, for example, if I go to my country and I say, this happened, and they will say, no, this is impossible. It's the weather. Because people in my country, they don't understand it. They don't have jackets, this kind of jackets we used here. They don't know that this happened. They don't know that this kind of feeling exists. So, because for me, it was incredible when I went for the first time to the airport, feel this kind of weather. This is the most incredible thing about this country. And but for me personally, the most incredible moment was when I was graduating.
For those of you that have just tuned in, this is your host Victor Anakin and you're listening to Afro Verdict. Our friends here have just explained their reasons for coming to study in Russia and talked about the various experiences they've had. Now, I'm interested to know about their cultural exchange with their colleagues, what the education will bring them, and how it can help their countries once they are done studying in Russia. Have you had the opportunity to share your culture with your classmates, with your Russian classmates?
Yeah, of course. I had more than one opportunity to share my culture with Russians. And I noticed that an interest on their part. I don't know how was that, but it was clear that they wanted to know more and more. And even some of them dreamed of visiting my country, Algeria. Well, with regards to Russian culture and traditions, I want to invite everyone who listens to us right now to discover Russian culture. Simply, it's another world. It's another world that deserves to be explored. Russian culture is very, very, very rich. It cannot be limited to a specific period of time. And as you know, extends for hundreds of years.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to share my culture to Russian classmates because in my program, I didn't have Russian classmates. I just have foreign classmates. I mean, I was studying with foreigners like me. So they were from other countries.
Of course, I had a lot of opportunities to share my culture with my Russian and not Russian classmate, like with the classmate from different countries. Every time they are asking me about my culture, why are you doing that? Why do you have such a thing? How do you celebrate this? Why don't you have such a celebration? And we start talking about different cultures, and that's good.
I never had the opportunity to share my culture with my classmates, but I had the opportunity to speak about myself clearly and truly. So some of my classmates, they know about me, and I know some, there is things about me that are directly connected to my culture. So by this, I can say they know a little, like I share a little bit, but let's say 100% talking about culture, sharing my culture, like in my country, we do like this, we do like that, we do like that, we do like that, we do like that. I never did it. I never had the opportunity to do it because I was studying programming. It's like we don't have time to speak about culture. We just have time to speak about math, to speak about programming, to speak about Java, to speak about this stuff.
Tell me, how do you think studying in Russia will benefit your future career goals?
I think studying in Russia is one of the best things happened to me in my life. Why? Because studying in Russia, I learned more about life. And I think this is very important for us because in the life, we don't know. That's why we call future. We don't know what it's waiting for. And maybe there is some abilities you need to have, and maybe you don't have them. And some of those kind of abilities, I consider that this is going to be very helpful for my future. I learn everything. I learn these things here. That's why I think was very important to study here. So I knew more about life, and this gave me stability and mental peace.
Studying in Russia will really benefit my future career goals. Why? Because when I'm studying here, I'm not just studying, I'm also learning how to live with other people. And if I go to another country, I already have a kind of background. You see, some background that I have, I know how to address a foreign person, how to address some people, how to react, how not to react to some people too. So the experience will really help. Also, the knowledge that I've got, that I've received, that will do.
Yeah, for sure. Studying in Russia is completely different from studying in my country. The conditions are different, the language, the education system, and the method of education. All of this I see are reasons that make the student feel that there are many and multiple methods for delivering any information. Since I'm studying international relations, and as you know, Russia is currently considered an effective political pole in international relations, so I consider myself in the right place in order to learn and gain sufficient experience to become a real diplomat and contribute through that to developing the level of political effectiveness of my country at the international level.
Studying in Russia helped me a lot to increase my level of languages, Russian, English, and Arabic, and French also. When I came here, I remember I wasn't speaking English very good, but now I can understand and answer. I wasn't understanding all what people say in Russian, but now I can understand Russian and answer and speak freely. And I think this is what will help me in my future career. This is so benefit for my future career goals as a translator.
My education will really help to develop my country. Why? Because the reason is just as I study, I discover many things that are not taught maybe in my university. You see, the way teachers teach here is different from the way teachers teach in my country. And I think that's really a plus. That's really an advantage for me and for my country too. Because I will share it in the future. Down the road, I will share it to my pupils, my students, and they will have or receive some knowledge that comes from abroad.
Well, I have different plans after my graduation. Like, I want to be a translator, and why not in Algerian embassy here in Russia or in the Russian embassy in Algeria. And also help people that are studying Russian, students, Algerian students that are studying Russian, help them, teach them. And also, why not to have my own school of languages in Algeria.
Tell me, what do you miss most about your home country while studying in Russia?
I miss mostly my family. I miss mostly my friends, because almost 5 years I haven't been home. It's really tedious.
What I miss the most about my country, well, first Algerian food and the beach, because in Algeria I live near the beach and I really miss this.
Honestly, what I miss most about my country during my studies here in Moscow is the presence of my family by my side, I mean, next to me. As you know, being away from family and friends and spending national and religious holidays alone is very, very, very difficult.
My family, my country food, the food of my country, I miss a lot, and I miss the weather. Bro, there's many things I miss. I miss Spanish language everywhere, fun everywhere. I miss it too, sometimes. Yeah.
Thank you very much for the interview. I was really pleased. I'm really delighted to take part in this interview. It was a great joy. Thank you very much.
No, not a problem at all, man. I mean, you guys are the stars of our show, so thanks a lot for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your stories, for sharing your experiences, and for sharing your bright outlooks on life. I hope you guys have it all good in the future, man. Dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Feel free to come visit Russia and see how things are for yourself. Don't forget that you can listen to our AfroVerdict podcast on multiple platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Pocket Cast, AfriPods, Castbox, as well as Deezer. Check out our Sputnik Africa Telegram channel, TikTok account, and other socials to always be up to date on local and global events. Stay safe, dear friends, and I'll see you next time.
AfroVerdict, brought to you by Sputnik Africa.